You're listening to SBS News.
Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says that if he received a request to extend the state of emergency along the border with Belarus, he will ask Parliament to agree to another 60 days. The state of emergency has been put in place to support efforts to stop an influx of migrants that Warsaw says is organized by Belarus. Poland introduced a 30-day state of emergency along the border strip with Belarus on the 2nd of September, banning all except border guards and other security forces from the area. Poland says Belarus is pursuing a hybrid war to destabilize the European Union. With thousands of foiled attempts at illegal crossings of the EU's eastern border with Belarus in recent weeks and the death of six migrants, Poland's Minister of Internal Affairs, Mariusz Kamiński, wants to have the ban extended.
We have around 1,200 illegal migrants staying in guarded centers. Many of them do not have any documents. Many of them have documents which are false. They are meticulously examined by our services in terms of their actual identities, their actual biographies, and whether they pose a threat to the security of our country and our citizens.
Poland and Lithuania have been receiving increased numbers of Middle East and African migrants and refugees arriving from neighboring Belarus in recent months. Mr. Kamiński alleges that some of the migrants have ties to terrorist and criminal groups and says that the state of emergency can prevent any attempts at provocation by Belarus. Poland's president, Andrzej Duda, says he has the authority to announce the state of emergency and to extend it.
The problem at the border still exists, and we still have to do everything we can to prevent it. It seems at this point that the introduction of a state of emergency for the next 60 days will be justified. If it's possible, we can always shorten the state of emergency. However, it's needed by the border guards and the army so that they can perform their tasks efficiently.
President Duda says that if the extension is requested by the government, he will put it to Parliament to vote on.
As soon as this request is submitted to me, I will in turn request in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution to Parliament to speak on this issue, to agree to an extension of this state of emergency by 60 days as requested by the government.
The governments of EU members Poland, Lithuania and Latvia accused the Moscow-backed regime in Belarus of encouraging illegal migration into their countries by people from the Middle East and Africa in order to sow divisions and chaos within the EU. Poland and Lithuania have reacted by reinforcing their borders with soldiers and razor wire to stop the attempted entries. The European Union says Belarus's authoritarian president is pushing migrants into the EU out of desperation. EU Home Affairs Commissioner Ylva Johansson said Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko is not a partner that the EU is ready to cooperate with and that the 27-member bloc can't accept his actions.
There are significant differences what we see from Lukashenko in Belarus and the cooperation that we need to have with Turkey. In Belarus, we have seen Lukashenko is a desperate person that now are under the sanctions from the European Union, and he can't really deal with that. So he's acting in desperation, importing people for the only purpose to send them or actually push them into the European Union. And of course, we can't accept that. And Lukashenko is not a partner that we are ready to cooperate with. That's why we are imposing sanctions on him. And it's important that we continue to be firm on that.
Speaking in Nicosia after talks with Cypriot Interior Minister Nikos Nouris, Ms. Johansson also spoke about cooperation with Turkey, saying that it may not always be easy, but it is the way forward.
With Turkey, it's not easy always to cooperate with Turkey, but still I think it's the way forward. So we have faced, as you are well aware of, a lot of challenges in our relation with Turkey. Now we are in a situation where these relations are increasing, being better. So that's why we are now are in a position to relaunch this high-level migration dialogue, and that's why I'm going there in 2 weeks.
Ms. Johansson hopes a common ground could be found to prevent irregular arrivals.
So let's hope that we can find a common ground so that we can both prevent irregular arrivals from Turkey especially on the new routes towards both Cyprus and new, and not so new, but towards Cyprus and Italy that we see in the recent years. But I think also it's important to help Turkey also to prevent irregular arrivals towards Turkey.
The migrant influx began after Western countries introduced sanctions on Mr. Lukashenko's government over the country's disputed August 2020 presidential election and the crackdown on the opposition. Meanwhile, Mr. Lukashenko announced on Tuesday that a referendum on a new constitution would be held in February of next year. He vowed not to let the opposition come to power, a move analysts say could further cement his grip on power after months of mass protests. Mr. Lukashenko said a new constitution had been drafted that redistributes powers between the main branches of the government and establishes a new governing body, the All Belarus People's Assembly.
We promised to hold a referendum on the constitution. Changes were demanded of us, but we understood ourselves that the point of life is to constantly change. But this change must be for the better.
He has said earlier that he would step down as president, a post he has occupied for over a quarter of a century, once the new constitution is adopted. But in recent months, he has stopped mentioning such a possibility. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.